This is George K. Ilsley, and I'm reading from the novel Man Bug. This novel is a journey of discovery that follows the character Sebastian as he explores the world around him. His first love was insects, and Sebastian grows up to become an entomologist and believes everything you need to know about the world can be learned through the study of insects. The section I'm reading is called Kinship. It provides some background to this character. Kinship. Even though he was not related to them, and even though as a child it was nowhere near clear what Sebastian would become, Sebastian does feel some kinship with those first four autistic children identified by Dr. Asperger as possessing sufficiently distinguishing characteristics to be considered high-functioning and therefore possibly valuable. Do not exterminate. Vienna, late 1930s, early 1940s. In the maw of the Nazi extermination machine, a diagnosis of Asperger syndrome was meant to save the life of the child so labeled. From a group of special needs children classed as mental defectives and being sent to their death, Dr. Asperger selected four individuals who were to live. These differently gifted children were the basis for Dr. Asperger's research and the first examples of what became known as Asperger syndrome. Asperger syndrome is now used to describe people who are basically weird and smart in some ways, but have undeveloped social skills and little emotional intelligence. Of course, this leaves immense room for variation within the syndrome. Naturally enough, Dr. Asperger himself is said to have displayed many traits characteristic of Asperger syndrome. High functioning was not a phrase teachers automatically reached for when they thought of Sebastian. He rocked, he moaned, he phased in and out, and wrapped his arms around his head. He did what he wanted, and sometimes he wanted to shut out stimulation. Sebastian knew people by their smell, and this before any child wore a fragrance other than their very own. Sebastian could smell each person's ambient aroma, their cocoon of toothpaste and green apple shampoo, their horse named Shadow, their rushed hygiene and grease monkey aspirations, the forbidden cigarettes and camouflage cough drops. He could smell what they had for breakfast. He would not even look at people, just smell them as they passed by a few feet away, and he would know too much for his own good. The preference was that he just not speak ever, so mostly he didn't. Sebastian developed his own interests, becoming obsessed with nonsense, such as naming the colors of fear in the inexpressible meaning of meaning. After he became captivated by insects, he spoke of nothing else for years. People begged for some simple rocking to and fro instead of all the bug talk. It was a struggle to keep Sebastian in the normal school system, where he did poorly, and it was only a complete lack of community resources which kept him there. Bug Boy did not blossom in school. He was easily upset. He rocked and phased and buried his head in his arms. Kids noticed him only to tease him. Sebastian hid. He hid from the names and the bruises and from the walls with no doors he always ended up facing when giving a time out. He hid and hid and hid. He hid inside Bug Boy. Sebastian was not related to these first four children recognized by Dr. Hans Asperger, a Viennese pediatrician. But these young frontrunners, dubbed little professors because of their oblivious indulgence and pedantic obsessions, may have saved Sebastian's life. Like an ancestor, these differently gifted children who were not to be exterminated made Sebastian's life possible. Otherwise, a child like Sebastian could have been born into a world where he was squashed like a bug before he even had a chance to fully develop into the man he has become. Man bug, Tom says, that is what Sebastian has become, a big, crusty man bug.